Activists called today for workers to strike and businesses to shut down in Western Massachusetts on May 1st as part of what's expected to be a nationwide protest. A coalition of more than two dozen groups, social justice organizations, labor unions, and small business owners is behind the effort locally to convince workers to stay home from their jobs, students to skip school, businesses to shut their doors, and consumers to close their wallets on May 1st in support of causes including a $15 minimum hourly wage, and protections for undocumented immigrants. Representatives from several of the local sponsors held a news conference Wednesday on the steps of Springfield City Hall.
The May 1st strike is just one tactic of a larger movement to win racial and economic justice.
Deanna Sierra of the Northampton-based Pioneer Valley Workers Center said marches and rallies are also planned on May 1st in Northampton and Springfield.
We are recommitting ourselves to unite forces and win justice for all workers from Hampton to Franklin County to the state of Massachusetts and beyond.
May 1st, or May Day as it is sometimes called, has been observed for decades by the international labor movement and is a holiday in some countries. Rallies and marches are held to promote workers' rights. Sierra said this May Day will include calls for solidarity with immigrants.
I do think that the Trump election and his presidential victory has opened the eyes of many people who, under a Democratic Party leader, they were accepting of those policies. But now that the rhetoric has become much more explicitly bigoted and openly racist and xenophobic, people are taking pause and wanting to learn how to get involved to stop this.
The march in Springfield will begin at the old federal building on Main Street and end at City Hall, where participants will call on the City Council, which is scheduled to meet that night, to endorse a sanctuary city resolution. Mayor Dominic Sarno has adamantly rejected the sanctuary designation for Springfield. City Councilor Adam Gomez said he's working to write a resolution that all 12 of his fellow city councilors will support, but it will likely stop short of calling on Sarno to change his position.
This shouldn't be a political stance and opposition with each other that creates some kind of a battle, you know, between us and the executive branch.
The May 1st actions will also promote the campaign in Massachusetts to raise the minimum wage to $15 per hour, according to Eric Bauer, an organizer with Massachusetts Jobs with Justice.
$15 minimum wage isn't where we want to be, but it's the win that we think we can make right now from 11, and then we're going to keep fighting for, you know, a $17 minimum wage, like what they have in Seattle, and then hopefully Massachusetts will lead the minimum wage in the country by going even higher than that.
During the march in Northampton on May 1st, organizers say they will point out businesses where workers have alleged wage theft and harassment. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.